Peace and all good from Franciscan Media. I'm Father Jim Sabak, and this is the Inbreaking of the Word. 22nd Sunday in Ordinary Time, again, making our way towards the conclusion of our church year. Very quickly, only 3 months remain of our church year, since this is the end of August. And basically, the last Sunday, really, of some kind of summertime. It isn't the last Sunday of summer. That will continue into September, but this is Labor Day weekend. And because of that, generally this is for most people thinking it's the last weekend of summer. But for us, it is an important Sunday to consider. Again, this part of the year, again, still with light of resurrection, you know, shining upon us, we are being more and more asked to consider what it means to live as a believer in this world. How do we conduct ourselves? How do we act as believers in this world? And that needs to be different than the way the world acts, that we need to assess things differently than the world acts. We need to come up with a different way of being than the world will embrace many times. And so today we have a very interesting situation, which can be taken in one way, but sometimes I don't really think that's the way it should go. The book of Sirach opens up our readings today, and it talks about humility and what it means to be humble and how to conduct ourselves in humility. And that will give us greater rewards. The more humble we are, the more, the more quiet we are, the more passive we are, what have you. Because that's oftentimes what humility is understood by our world to be. Basically, we sit in the shadows, we stand in the back, or we sit in the back, or we are passive, passive, passive. That's not necessarily the way the gospel understands humility. Because if that were, then there could be no proclamation of the gospel. There could be no proclamation of God's love and the dynamics of God's love because we're too busy sitting in the back. We're too busy standing in the shadows. We're too busy being passive. So right then and there, there is something more that we need to consider about humility that is different than how the world understands humility and how the world embraces humility. And so that kind of comes to us, you know, within the gospel today. A very strange gospel. We've got to recognize that first and foremost, because this isn't Jesus in a field preaching. It's not Jesus on a hill preaching. It's not Jesus even in a temple doing stuff like that. He's at a dinner party. He's at a dinner party at one of the leading Pharisees, again, in Jerusalem, because he's around Jerusalem. So he's a leading Pharisee around Jerusalem, and basically he's been invited to this dinner, where all kinds of people are there, rich notable people, in Jerusalem, rich notable people, within the area, and basically he comes to be a part of all of this. And as it is always with Jesus, when he's invited to a party or a dinner or whatever it is, he just doesn't come to eat and then to leave and make smart conversation, whatever it is. He teaches. But what does he teach, actually? That's the key, because it isn't, because he talks about, people taking their places and many of them wanting places of honor and distinguishedness or wherever, around this table where people are going to be dining at. And it isn't, make sure the poor or the lowly or whatever it is get a place before you, because they're not there. It's not a dinner for them. It's a dinner for the wealthy and for the influential and whatever it is. And so he talks really about being cagey. Don't go and immediately assume that you deserve a place of honor, at this banquet. I guess there's no place cards, no place settings, whatever it is. Don't go and try to be that person of honor, because the host may come to you and say, that's not for you. That's for this person. And you have to go with embarrassment to the lowest place on the table. Rather, Jesus says, take that lowest place. And maybe the host will come to you and say, no, you belong up here. And that will make everybody go, ooh, and ah, about you, and think, my gosh, you're much more influential than we thought. That's nothing about humility. I mean, it is about humility, but it's humility with an edge. It's humility trying to get what you know you want and doing it in a very cagey, very astute kind of way. Again, don't read humility as passive or in the dark or whatever it is, because that's not what the gospel is saying. Then Jesus does speak to the host about bringing in, again, those without, who have no value in the world's estimation and who are thrown to the margins, the poor, the crippled, the blind, the lame, what have you, that bring those in to this banquet also, and not just your wealthy neighbors or your relatives or your friends or whatever it is. Because again, the whole idea of repayment, remember dinner parties in the ancient world were these always one-upmanships that could really get out of hand and became a source maybe of bankruptcy for a lot of people, because you had to keep doing better than the party that you attended before. And it was just a ridiculous kind of engagement, ridiculous kind of enterprise. Jesus is speaking against all of this. Well, again, then what does this do for us? Again, to bring in the poor, the lame, the cripple, yes, making sure that the marginalized have a place at the table always. But what about humility? How are we supposed to understand humility? Well, again, rather than assessing the world's value of humility, where it's that you stand in the shadows, you stand in the back, you are passive whatsoever, humility means to understand what's going on, to assess what's going on, basically to not just react to situations, but to respond to them. Too many times, whenever there is tragedy and terror and sadness and pain, we are very quick as a society, as a culture, to react, knee-jerk reaction, emotional reaction, all kinds of indignation raised, all kinds of whatever raised, terror, you know, sadness and despair and whatever it is raised left and right. And because it is emotions, just as quickly as our emotions can fade and dissipate, so could too any real action towards the situation that has occurred that we were reacting to in the first place. No, it's not about reaction. It's about response. And response only comes when we are able to assess and to evaluate the situation that we are experiencing, to assess and evaluate what is going on, why did it happen the way that it did, and now what can be a response that will truly affect healing, that will truly affect a transformation of the situation, that will truly give us a new way of being and acting in this world so that this pain and this sadness and this sorrow doesn't just keep perpetuating and making us victims. Because we aren't victims. We are people who are given a task and a responsibility to live in a particular way, a unique way, a certain way, in the light of the gospel that has been proclaimed to us, in the light of Christ, who resides within us because we eat and drink him. This is the whole point, even with the second reading from Hebrews, is that we haven't been given some outlandish message that we really are afraid to even put into action. We've been given a message that is supposed to give us hope, that is supposed to give us a new way of seeing things, of acting. And we are supposed to act then on that message and not just be people, again, who stand in the shadows or who are so passive because we think that's what humility demands. It never demands that. It asks us that we give a voice to the voiceless, the poor, the marginalized, the lame, the crippled, whatever it is, but also a voice that needs to have power understand that this is not a way of reacting to the situation, that the only way that we can do something about the terror and the pains and the hurts that collide upon us is by responding with the light of the gospel, responding with love, responding with hope, responding with care, responding with compassion, because those are the only things that get something done. If we don't do that, then we're making our faith a lie again, and we're turning ourselves into hypocrites one more time. But to be people who react less and respond more puts that humility that comes from Christ into action in this world, to assess and to see what needs to be done and to do it. Baptism calls us to that. May we constantly live up to that message and that responsibility and see, hopefully, a new world unfold before us. Peace and all good again from Franciscan Media. May the Lord embrace you with his mercy and his love.